This is WABF. It is 8:23 and a bit chillier this morning at 49 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're Lori Dubose as we welcome to the program Elizabeth Gable Wilson, the organizer for the referendum that resulted in zoning in District 37 in Baldwin County. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And a big congratulations going out to you and all of your neighbors that put in the effort.
Yes, ma'am. We had a smashing victory on Tuesday. We won with 84% of the vote. So that was incredible. We knew the community was excited, and it was so nice that they showed up to vote.
And tell us a little bit about the prequel to this vote. You started a grassroots effort, and then we want to see what happens next.
Yeah, well, we have learned that if we wanted to have some input in what was coming to our area, we needed to get zoning. So I launched this campaign. I had a great team helping me out. And then we got it to a vote. And so now is kind of where the hard part begins, so to speak. And it's where we get together like a community of advisors. So there'll be about six of us who do the actual zoning and make the district guidelines. So we're ready to get started on that next week.
I spoke with a Baldwin County Planning Director, Matthew Brown, just a couple of days before the vote, and he told me about the Citizens Committee. But are there already rules set in place that y'all follow with some leeway? How does that work? I mean, is it really a group of you decide how the zoning will be in place and what it means?
There are zoning guidelines that we have to follow, so there's already regulations based off if their lot is a certain size or they're using it for a certain use. We have to follow those pre-made guidelines, but then there is some leeway as far as our district provisions, which we can make certain things allowed and not allowed, such as high-density housing and stuff like that.
Now, it's my understanding you started this, I guess, mostly because you learned about this townhouse development on Lawrence Road where you live. But that, from what I understand, the developer says they're still going through with it, and this zoning can't stop it, but explain that.
Because they submitted their application before our vote date, they are not influenced under the new zoning regulations, but there is a lot of question marks because they have not received Fairhope planning approval, and they've actually been kind of delaying the planning commission vote. So we're interested to see what happens in April. If the planning commission decides that it doesn't meet the community guidelines of the like the Fairhope Comprehensive Plan, and there's a lot of red tape that this site plan can't do. I don't know if that's making sense here, but there's a lot of red tape and solution. There is no solution otherwise other than to reduce the size of the property. And that's what we need to hear at the Planning Commission, but the developer keeps delaying that process.
Right. It was on the February agenda right before the vote, and the developer asked that it be tabled.
Which is interesting because they do have the right to do that. The Planning Commission gives them their response. They received the Planning Commission's feedback on January 19th. So they had 3 weeks before the Planning Commission to request a table in order to change the plan.
Right.
And they waited until the press packet came out, and when they saw the Planning Commission was going to request a complete denial of the project, that's when they decided to pull and table it. So there needs to be some more written rules. I mean, they asked to table it at 8 o'clock the morning before the vote, or the morning of the vote, which is kind of crazy. They took the power away from the Planning Commission.
And apparently that's their right to do so. I reached out to the Fairhope Planning Commission to see what was going on there, because when it came out that it was tabled, you and I both said, well, wait a minute, I thought tabled had to be a vote.
Exactly. And they do have the right to table it, but typically they would do it more in advance. They would do it after they received those initial comments in January 19th. They wouldn't wait until the day of the vote to request it.
Well, the developer says that they received the information that it was going to be turned down by the planning, recommended denial, like that Friday before the meeting Monday. But nevertheless,
That's when we all found out. But they knew the rest. They knew the other red flags on January 19th. That's included in the press packet also. It's on page 39 of the press packet. It's the communication between the developer and the Planning Commission. So they knew what they needed to fix.
Right.
The only thing they didn't know was the recommendation for denial.
Ah.
And they can't have it denied. Otherwise, they'll have to resubmit, and they'll have to follow the moratorium and the zoning.
I see. Okay.
So their goal is to not have it heard.
Now, Matthew Brown, the planning director for Baldwin County, said after this referendum passes, there is a moratorium. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, and this is common with any zoning group that happens. So in order to get this zoning map created, they do a 180-day freeze on any approvals for
So once again, the Lawrence Road condo apartment complex does not fall under that.
Right.
Okay. All right. So do you have your committee together yet? Is that in process? It's an appointment by the commission, is I'm guessing?
I do need to sit down and get some more details for Matthew Brown. Like, I'm definitely learning as I go. I am not an zoning by any means. I am learning a lot, but I have a lot left to learn. But I do have the number of people who have reached out to me, and they have expressed interest on being on it. I think they would be excellent. We come from a wide range of backgrounds, locations within the district, and I think it would just be the perfect team. Everybody would be represented.
Tell me approximately, where is Planning District 37?
It runs from just north of 104 to just south of Red Barn Road, which is a little country road. And then it runs from, I guess the 181 corridor till the Fish River.
Okay. That's a substantial piece.
And there was about 2,200 citizens that were in the district.
Wow. And you had about 425 or so vote. But
I would say that's a great turnout. It sounds about 25% of the people showed up to the small special election.
Right.
So I thought it was a good turnout.
Yes, that 20-something percent unfortunately would be considered good. Well, congratulations to you and those in the district that wanted this to happen. Is there anything else you want to mention, Elizabeth, that I have not thought to ask?
The site did start with the Lawrence Road project, but it's opened our eyes to a lot of other stuff and a lot of other possible projects that could come in. And my goal with zoning is to just give us all a voice and to give us some control over what's developed in our communities, and to help shape the future of what the outskirts of Fairhope will look like 10 years from now.
What kind of negative reaction have you received? You know, that was that old adage, don't tell me what I can do with my property. Are you finding compromises?
We have heard a few people concerned, but I think the biggest concern is, we're no longer really concerned with what our neighbors Our neighbors make a small impact on us, and these huge developments make huge impacts. So it's almost like you give an inch to gain a mile.
Okay. Good analogy. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Elizabeth Gable Wilson, the organizer for the referendum for the Planning District 37. The other Fairhope District number 8, that is still up in the air, is it not?
Yeah, she won by 9 votes, but apparently there's some provisional ballots.
Right.
And I guess there's more than 9 provisional ballots, so they need to decide if those people were allowed to vote or not, and if they were yeses or nos. But yep. That one is definitely, definitely a close call.
Yes, it went 171 to 162, and they said 16 provisional ballots where they're having to verify.
That's crazy. That just shows you how much every vote counts.
But doesn't it, though? And your District 37 was overwhelmingly, as you mentioned, 84%, 359 to 67 nos.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Thank you so much, and congratulations. I hear
yeah,
kids in the background. I know you got to go. Thank you, Elizabeth Gable Wilson with Planning District 37 now accepting zoning from that referendum on Tuesday.